Good evening, everyone. So we spent about a week so far on the halachas of Borer. And in truth, though, there is still a lot more to discuss. There are some concepts within Borer that we haven't discussed yet, haven't defined, haven't explained, and others which we have, but we need to expand upon and to embellish them and give more examples so that we could know better how to apply these halachas in a fuller sense. So in that vein, I want to discuss the following. Let's say you have, well, before that, we mentioned that Borer, in order to be faced with a shaila of Borer, you have to have in front of you a taruvis, a mixture, and a mixture of two or more minim, meaning different things that are defined or classified as different. And they're mixed together in a taruvis. Then to separate one from another would be a potential shalabora. You'd only be allowed to take the good from the bad, and only by hand, and only for immediate use. So let's say you have a tray full of pieces of cake. You perhaps put out a whole array of cake for a shalom zachar, and now you have a tray left over with all sorts of pieces of cake of different types, different sizes. So if you wanted now to serve only one type, Shabbos morning, you want to, for dessert, you want to serve just the chocolate cake. So to separate, to pick out the chocolate cake from the tray where there are pieces of this chocolate and there's marble and there's cream and there's whatever it may be, that would be considered a question of borer because there are different types of cake and that's considered two minim. So you'd only be allowed to do that by taking out the ones that you want from the ones you don't. So that, for example, let's say the tray, you primarily had chocolate cake left, but here and there was a scattered piece of other types. You would not be allowed to just pick up the ones that you don't want and remove them. Even if you do it for immediate use, even if you do it right before you serve it, you still can't take off the other pieces that you don't want to serve. Excuse me. But all you could do is take off the ones you do want to serve and put them onto another tray or whatever it may be. Or you could take them all off and put them on the table temporarily. And now when the tray has nothing but the other flavors, you could take them all off and now put the chocolate back. Okay, so that's an issue of borer. But let's say they're all the same type. It's all chocolate cake. But some pieces are bigger and some are smaller. And you want to serve now a tray with only about 8 to 10 pieces. So you want to serve the bigger pieces and leave the smaller ones behind. So it would be mutter to even pull out the smaller ones and remove them from the tray. If they're all chocolate, you'd be allowed to remove the smaller pieces from the tray because that's not soles, meaning that's not a separate min. When it comes to cake, large pieces that are cut a little bit bigger and those that are cut a little bit larger, there are pieces that are maybe 2 inch by 2 inch and others only 1 inch by 1 inch. It's all the same thing. It's all chocolate cake. It's all the same flavor and all delicious cake. So it's not too minim. So you'd be allowed to sort it out by size if you wanted to. On the other hand, let's say you had this tray of cake and some of the pieces weren't so good because let's say somehow the cake got left in the oven a little bit too long and it burnt around the edges. So the pieces from the edge are somewhat a little bit burnt, a little bit dried out. They're really not the most delectable. They're edible. But let's say it's the point where you would say it's you can eat it, like they had chak. You would eat it if you, if there was nothing left, you might eat it. But it's not really, you would never select to eat that. And other pieces, the stuff towards the center of the cake is very good. So that's all, that is called tuminim now, even though it's all chocolate cake. And even if they're all exactly the same size, but the fact that some of them are choice pieces, and ready to eat or to serve under any circumstances. And others are only fit to serve when, or to eat when there's no other choice. That's psoles, at least under the rabbanan sense. It's edible, so it's not like something that's a complete, it's not min ha-Torah. It might not be considered a separate min, but at least be the rabbanan, it is considered a separate min. And you would not be allowed to pick out the smaller ones, the burnt ones, the dried out ones, from the good ones. All you can do is pick out the good ones from the bad ones, and even that has to be for immediate use. Now, a mixture of two minim could include where one min is a liquid and one is a solid. Meaning, if you have a liquid, let's say you have a soup, and in that soup you have many small pieces of vegetables or maybe soup nuts, you know, small soup nuts or whatever it may be. They're all mixed together. So that's considered a taruvis, meaning even though liquids and solids don't look the same, but when you have many pieces of solid food in a liquid, it's considered that they're ma'uruv. Or perhaps even if you have only one or two pieces, but they're very small, and to take them out, you have to use a little concentrate. You have to concentrate and scrutinize and find it. It's not so obvious. In contrast to a liquid, a soup, where you may have, let's say, knedlach, one or two or three knedlach, big pieces of, you know, matzo balls. So those are bolate. Those stand out. They're not considered ma'uruv with the liquid because they're very obviously different. Solids and liquids are different, and they're big enough that they're very readily noticeable, and you can grab them easily. You could access them easily. So it's not considered a taruvis, and you would be allowed to separate them, take them out. Let's say you wanted to serve the soup without the knedlach, you'd be allowed to take them out, and we wouldn't say, "Oh, you're taking psolas away from ochel because you don't want the knedlach." But it's not a taruvis. Now, so these concepts come to light in the famous case of the fly in the soup, or the fly in the cup of wine, whatever it may be. There's a famous case, famous in those who learn Borer. It's a case which is discussed in the Taz and other Achronim about a mashke, a liquid which has a fly in it. Now, the fly is a uninvited guest, an unwelcome guest, and you would like to be able to remove it and consume the liquid, which is really, as you know, the Gemara says, that's really the right thing to do. If there's one fly, it's not talking about something chas v'shalom infested, or one fly that found his way into your soup or into your cup of drink, so you take it out, and the rest of the drink is still okay. But the question is, could you take it out on Shabbos? Or is taking that fly out, would that be considered borer? So this is a discussion in the Achronim, and the discussion revolves around these concepts. Is a fly in a soup, is that mixed in the soup, or is that not mixed in the soup? Now, everyone would agree if you had a whole bunch of flies or in the soup, you probably wouldn't want to drink the soup at that point anyway, even if you got out all the flies. But there, that would be different. If you had a whole bunch of flies and you have to go after each one, that's considered a taruvis of solids and liquids. But what about one fly? Is that a taruvis or is it not? So there are achronim that say it's not, and there are others that say it is. The Taz says, and this is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that to remove the fly, this is probably something many of you are familiar with, you shouldn't simply pick up the fly, try to grab the fly and you know, flick it out, but rather you should take a spoonful of soup with the fly, meaning take out soup with the fly. Thereby, by doing that, you're not removing psoles from ochel, you're not removing the bad from the good, rather you're removing a taroves, because the contents of your spoon, which contains soup and good soup, and not just the soup that's immediately attached to the fly, but a spoonful of soup, so that's really good soup, and a fly, so that itself is considered a taruvis. So you're not taking bad from good, you're removing an entire taruvis from the bowl of soup. The fly is now going away, being removed with soup. So that's okay to do, according to what the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Taz. The way the Chazon Ish understands that, really the fly is not considered a taruvis altogether in the bowl of soup, because it's just like, he says it's not worse than a knedel. That's obviously, it's worse in terms of eating it, of course, but in terms of borer, it's not worse than a knedel. It's obviously something different than the rest, and it stands out. So the Chazon Ish understands the only reason why the Taz requires you to take out some of the soup is because, like a spoonful of soup, is because there is a little bit of soup. If you try just to pick up the fly, there will be some soup that is on his wings, on the back of the fly, between his antennas, whatever it is, and that soup may drip back into your bowl. That soup is ma'uruv with the fly. This fly and the little bit of soup that he that he laid claim to that comes with him even when you're not trying to get any soup, you're just trying to get the fly. That's a taruvis, and now that soup may fall back into your bowl, and you may be considered that you've done an act of borer. So that's what the Chazon Ish understands. Others understand that the fly is considered ma'uruf with the whole bowl of soup, and then you have to take it with a spoon. In any case, that's what you do in a case like that, or if you have a pebble in some sort of a mixture where it's the case they talk about is on Yom Tif, which gets into the whole thing. I don't want to, right now we're not going to get into the differences between Borer on Shabbos and Borer Yom Tif, but they do talk about a pebble or a clod of hardened flour which is not usable in good flour. You want to make challah on Yom Tif. It's not Shabbos, it's just Yom Tif. You want to bake challah, which is perfectly fine, but in your flour there's a pebble, or there's a maybe a little bit of the flour got wet, or for some reason there's a clod, a clump of flour which you can't use for the recipe. So you want to remove that. So it says to remove that together with a spoonful or maybe more. Remove some flour around it. Take it out. Don't just take out the one clump, but take it out together with stuff around it. Okay, so we'll have to pick up on this concept as Hashem of taruvis, what's considered taruvis and what's not, as far as certain things are concerned. And as I said, we have a lot of points still to clarify in Hilchos Borer, which Bez Hashem hopefully will continue doing tomorrow evening. Thank you very much. Good night, everyone.